Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Marsha Dotton Chandler, second year history student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, March 9th, 1853, a special meeting of trustees and directors was held where the topic of the expansion of the General Hospital became an important point of discussion. The meeting was called to consider how the acquired money should be applied to establish a fever ward at the General Hospital. Located at Gemmets Lane, St. Michael, the location of the General Hospital was the former property of Colonel Gabriel Gemmett, who sold it for £2,500. The proposed expansion came just 9 years after the General Hospital was established on July 1, 1844, moving healthcare from the slave hospitals on various plantations to a more central location. An old building on the compound of the Grantley Adams Secondary School is one of these plantation hospitals. The General Hospital opened with 12 patients and a bed capacity of 75, but by 1853, there were plans to erect a fever ward. During the meeting, Sir Boucher Clark, Chief Justice of Barbados, stated that he did not have an issue with the sum of money being allocated to the fever ward. However, he was concerned with the fact that the class of persons for whom the hospital was intended was rarely affected by fever when it prevailed in the colony. Additionally, Clark reminded the board of the difficulties encountered by the directors at the commencement of the hospital operations. He believed that the strong repugnance that occurred before would be renewed with the establishment of a fever ward. Clark also went on to note that he believed a fever ward was not necessary and might be injurious to the institution. Therefore, he proposed that the already collected sum of money be applied in any other way than the proposed fever ward. The speaker agreed with Clark and seconded the creation of another proposal in regard to the General Hospital. After some conversation, a plan was suggested by Mr. John Innes for the erection of an operating room out of the funds collected. The proposal also included plans to convert the present room into an additional ward room. This was unanimously adopted. Clark also went on to state that he understood the legislature had provided means for the erection of a long-desired seamen's ward. He believed that no time should be lost in taking steps to commence it and moved that there be a special call of the trustees and directors on the following Thursday to consider the subject. This was seconded by Dr. Thomas, and it was agreed to. The Seaman's Wing was opened in 1858, catering to the many seafaring persons who came ashore in the nearby Carlisle Bay. The General Hospital served the island of Barbados up until 1964, when the new spanking Queen Elizabeth Hospital opened that same year. On this day in Bajan history, a special meeting of trustees and directors took place to discuss the expansion of the General Hospital by adding a fever room. March 9th, 1853.
Today in Bajan history with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.